All right, Leo. And if you don't mind, Leo, just for the record, what did you do during World War II?
I enlisted, and my buddy Bill Benton and I went down the yard and enlisted in an ordnance company that was forming, and that was in I went in November 30th, 1942, and we went into service, basic training down in Texarkana, Texas, and from there to Louisiana for further technical training, and then shipped out. We went to New York, which we were well pleased to think that now we're heading for Europe. Instead of that, we boarded the plane or small boat. It was the SS Robinson. It was one of those World War II ships that we had at that time. And we headed south out of New York through Panama Canal and landed the way after 30 days on the water. We're in New Caledonia, an island off of Australia. And then we got off there for 2 days and regrouped and boarded another small boat and went up towards. And then a couple of days later, we were on Guadalcanal. And at that time, a boat couldn't even come to the ocean, to the island. We had a barge come out and got us. And I was there 2 years on that small island. But anyway, and then after war broke out, I mean after the war closed, and I had enough points to, I was married, one child, and I had enough points to, I think it was 78, but I'm not sure about that, required, and I had more than that points ago, because we got a credit for 2 points for everyone overseas. And anyway, we came home, and I got home and discharged on my birthday, December 9th, 1945.
Were you happy that day?
Oh, that was a great day of my life. Yeah.
What was it like coming home then?
Coming home, we went back to New Caledonia from Guadalcanal and got on a pretty big boat ship from there and went up to San Francisco, boarded a troop train from there to Fort Leavenworth, Kansas for our discharge. I think they gave me $25 to get home from there, but that ended my military career.
Do you have a particular memory that stands out of your time overseas?
Like at that time, Guadalcanal was a lonesome place. When we got there, they had a little airstrip going, Henderson Field, they called it, and B-24s were going off of there up to, I think they were going up to Bougainville. At that time, Guadalcanal was secure, although I understand there might have been some brief scrapings going on, but these B-24s were heading for up to Bougainville, I think, and one after another. Our company was a really important company, ordnance company, because we were the only really ordnance company on Guadalcanal, and we had guys in ours that are professionals and everything. They could make gears and good small arms and everything. It was a professional bunch. And I was in the motor pool section, which come back to my history of being on a farm and everything. They put me in the motor pool, which I enjoyed, and I came the motor dispatcher, and so I was handling the records on all the vehicles that we had possession of.
Was it what was the weather like there on Guadalcanal?
The weather was, oh, let's not even talk about the weather. It rained almost every night. In the daytime, it was just unbearably hot. So Guadalcanal is right close to the equator, a little south of the equator, so you can daytime was terrible. And we were living in tents. First, we had pup tents, and then later on, we got a four-man tent. That was our home.
How many people were on the island serving with you? Do you remember?
Our company was around 185 to 200, somewhere in there. It's just our own company. But there was first Marines came there for an R&R, and the third Marines came back there for an R&R. And at that time, I even met some hometown people there. Yeah, that became like Bud Wiesner from Orient, and it's right close to town there here. And Merlin Thompson, and there was a George Carr, and all those boys came back. I think they were all in the Marines, and they came back for R&R and then went on to other invasions.
Were you pretty close to the people you served with too?
Our group, oh, we were well acquainted because we were right from the beginning. We stayed together and all the way through. Most of our men came, enlisted in, and stayed in, and we were together until we got discharged.
Did you keep in touch with them after you discharged too?
We had army reunions until the last few years. We got down to only about five left. So we abandoned just about 2 years ago. Otherwise, every year we had an army reunion.
And what were those like?
Oh, we had big fun then. We started out, and then as we got older, we had to back off a little.
I understand. I understand. Leo, did you have anything else you'd like to add that maybe I didn't touch on?
Oh, no, I didn't expect to divulge all this information.